This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As a mum of three girls, this is one of those topics that makes me squirm, but we need to talk about it. I should warn you, if you've got kids in the car with you right now, you might want to turn the radio off. Sexting, whether we like it or not, this is what schoolboys often expect from girls they're romantically interested in. Dr. Justin Colson is the author of 9 Ways to a Resilient Child. He's also a dad of girls, and he's had to confront this issue in his own family. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Katrina.
This just astounds me. How did this become a mainstream expectation? You know, instead of asking for a kiss, boys today are asking for a naughty picture.
Yeah, well, look, let's call it what it is. We won't call it a naughty picture. That's not clear enough. This is a sexual image. Boys and girls are doing it to boys as well, and whatever other combination of partnerships you can imagine. How did it come to this? I think that if we're going to be really clear, there's a few things that are going on. First of all, there's no question that there's been a relaxing of sexual norms over the last couple of decades, and we see this really clearly in mainstream television shows and movies. The greatest issue of all is related to the ever-present and everywhere internet that we have, and the associated increase in access to pornographic content. Kids, especially boys, are being exposed to it at younger ages. And we have increasingly good evidence that exposure to pornographic content is affecting our children's beliefs about themselves and about others. And it's also affecting their behaviors. So it's not uncommon now for me to hear from a parent who will say, look, my 10-year-old was inappropriately propositioned either for something physically or at least for a naked image on social media or via text message on their smart devices, which I guess takes me back to the thing that I've been saying for years, and that is that our kids don't need smartphones, they need smart parents. And smart parents give their kids dumb phones.
Justin, do we know from any research whether kids are doing this because they feel pressured to do it or they just think it's normal?
Both. It's becoming increasingly normal, and that's because there's increasing pressure. You know, I mean, girls want to be popular, and sometimes so do boys. And a boy who can show all of his mates an image that he got of the most popular girl in school, or even the least popular girl in school, it doesn't really matter. If he can show off that image, then he gets enormous social capital from that. You know, he becomes a stud, a hero in the eyes of all of the other boys.
Makes me feel sick.
Yeah, I know. I cringe just saying it. And sometimes the girls are actually really happy to participate in this because of the popularity that they gain from it as well. I don't want to turn this into a boy-bashing thing either, because whenever I've talked to any boys who have involved in this, it's almost like they've forgotten what their values are. So it's not just girls that feel pressured to acquiesce to a boy's requests, but it's boys who feel pressure to be a man, to be a, you know, to be a stud, to be a legend among all of his mates, and to have a, you know, a quote unquote a win.
How do we equip our girls to deal with this then?
We'll equip both our boys and our girls, but let's just focus on the girls for a moment. In my situation, because I've had lots of conversations with my kids about what may happen, my daughter just came to me and she said, "Dad, I've just had a conversation with somebody on text, and here's what happened." And when I said no, he kept on harassing me and kept on pestering me. And when I continued to say no, he got really nasty. And I'm coming to you now because I don't know what to do. I think that's just wonderful that my daughter was willing to do that. That's what we really need our kids to do. Because too many kids, they delete the evidence and they tell no one, which means that the perpetrator is just going to go and do it to somebody else. As it turns out, this particular boy had... My daughter wasn't the first person he'd been asking, and she found that out through some other unfortunate conversations. But you know, we need to teach them that if this happens... And isn't it disgusting that we actually have to teach them that it might happen, in fact, that it's likely to happen, has become the norm. Girls, especially by the time they're 14 or 15, will be approached almost universally and asked for these kinds of images. We need to teach them to keep the evidence. We need to teach them to come straight to us. And then we need to not take their phone off them because they haven't done anything wrong, but instead we need to either alert authorities, depending on how far it's gone, or we may just choose to contact the parents ourselves or contact the school and go through it in that fashion. In my case, I did a Google search. I found the family that were involved. I gave the mum a call and I said, this is an awful phone call for you to receive, but here's what's been happening. Your son has been asking these very inappropriate questions. I could hear the anguish in this good mum's voice as she discovered that her son was making foolish decisions. And if it's gone too far or if you don't feel comfortable calling them, then you need to contact either the police. Now, unfortunately, I still hear stories from parents where they say the police aren't taking this seriously. But you can also contact the Office of the Children's E-Safety Commissioner. It's an Australian government department, and they are equipped to deal with this kind of thing, and they will deal with it very, very well. If you're not sure how to find them, just look up government e-safety and they'll come up and they'll help you. They'll give you the advice. Oh, by the way, I've written about 20 or 30 articles for the government on this particular topic so that parents know how to A, talk to their own kids about it, B, talk to others about it, and C, get help if they need it.
Well, thanks for filling us in, Justin. Not looking forward to the day I have to deal with this, by the way.
No, yeah. No. And you know the thing that crushed me more than anything, Katrina, the thing that I guess makes my skin crawl more than anything is that when I spoke to my children about it, and I talked to all of my daughters about this after it had occurred, is I found myself saying, you know, next time this happens, here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I can't believe I'm saying to my girls, next time, like this is something that you should just expect.
Yeah.
Because they shouldn't. It's not on. They shouldn't be expecting this, and it shouldn't be happening. And it's up to all of us, mums and dads, to teach our children, boys and girls, what's right and what's wrong.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au.